Get ready for the podcast. I address anything on my mind. On time, with the lines and the lyrics rhyme. And you know you can press rewind. Podcast, you can talk what you want to say. Here go the microphone, we can talk all day. I got time to listen to your thoughts. Feedback, just let the man talk.
Welcome to the Wolfstein Podcast, the podcast for gamers, to gamers, and about gamers. And before we get into today's podcast, I just want to say thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for last week, for my birthday subathon. Thank you guys so much. We reached 75 out of the 200 goal. I'm still happy. The community's still happy. And with that 75, that was the last reward that was given to you, the community, for coming in and everything like that. And that would be from all the way from the Gamer Goo Mega Bundle giveaway that we will be doing here very, very soon, as well as a cosplay that I will have to be doing. So that outfit was decided to be Sailor Moon. So one of these days, I am also going to be dressing up maybe a couple times this summer as Sailor Moon here on stream over at twitch.tv/TylerMcD65_. And if you guys also haven't noticed, I am also going for the hashtag NorCal Tour recruitment challenge, as well as the hashtag Rising Summer recruitment challenge, both of which are for NorCal. Rising NorCal is a developmental team by NorCal. So you're not at the main team yet, but you're still on a team of people that are trying to get into the main team of NorCal. So NorCal is a huge organization, team, all around competitive. The biggest question that I've been asked is, why aren't you going to go for Carnage recruitment challenge later this summer? And the only reason why is because I no longer play Call of Duty. Carnage is a massive Call of Duty team. Nothing but love and respect for Carnage, but they are not what would fit me anymore. I would not fit onto the team. I have nothing but love for Carnage. I have gotten to know Apollo, Dexbot, Deeper Jungle, UDG, and others all across the board in different ways, different forms, as well as knowing people who were not on the team yet, but then made the team. So I have nothing but love and respect for Carnage and what they do. It's just not right for me as a content creator slash streamer to try and be an Apex player going for Carnage, who is a Call of Duty team. Granted, you got UDG who plays Apex all the time now, but at the same time, he is still on Carnage. He will be going back to Call of Duty at some point, I'm pretty sure. I do have plans to go back during Modern Warfare 2, but during the summer recruitment challenge is just not for me. So NorCal is where I want to go. I've been following the team for over a year, getting to know what the team is like, and nothing but great vibes and nothing but supportive, especially towards the community. That is something that I am all about. As everybody might know, if you guys do check out my channel, again, the subathon, a lot of it was community-based, giveaway-based, and stuff like that. 99% of the time, that's what I'm all about. So, with that, you guys, hashtag NorCalTyler, and I am looking forward to the recruitment challenge that I will be going through this summer. Next, I do want to say thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for you guys that do listen all the way from Ukraine, Russia. Yes, I know that they are going against each other. I'm not here for politics, but I do have listeners in both those countries. Thank you guys so much. As well as from Romania, Finland, Germany, France, England, Canada, as well as right here in my home country, the United States of America. Thank you guys so much. I can't believe how well this podcast is actually doing. If I did not list your country, don't worry. I do see you guys. I do see the numbers, and I greatly do appreciate it. So make sure you guys subscribe, follow, whatever you guys have to do over on Google Podcasts, Radio Public. God, I think I said Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, Spotify. Thank you guys. God, I'm getting mixed up with my words of all the excitement that I have for this upcoming podcast, but it's also a very sad time at the same time, because it does involve the phase one challenge, especially with this past week with the top 20 as to what happened. And I'm actually kind of feeling like there might be a little bit of a controversy in my personal opinion to all of this. So with that, you guys, we are going to get right into this podcast right now. The podcast for gamers, to gamers, and about gamers. Alrighty, welcome back to the podcast for gamers, two gamers, and about gamers, aka the Wolf's Den podcast. I do appreciate you guys for taking a listen. So this week was the hashtag phase one warehouse stuff that they were doing, including a 24-hour stream where all the different competitors of phase one actually got some time in the phase one warehouse and doing a live stream. You know, there was a lot of anticipation, a lot of excitement, as you guys actually got to see or hear from that intro, is that I'm going for the hashtag NorCal Tour Recruitment Challenge. And there are three NorCal members who actually, I believe, made it. So there was a couple big ones and stuff like that. So it's a matter of, you know, what actually happened? Why is there so much controversy? So if you guys actually did not hear, is that six people ended up catching COVID and people were disqualified actually from phase one. And it created a lot of controversy and a lot of backlash from the fans in the community. A lot of people were saying that, oh, they just need to cancel, they should reschedule, give everybody their fair shot and stuff like that. So when it came down to it, they just ended up not doing so. But then on May 11th at 2:39 a.m., I believe that was right in the middle of their live stream. They put out a statement on it. This is from FaZe Clan's Twitter account at FaZe Clan. Okay. It says an update on hashtag phase one, the warehouse. This is the statement, and I quote, "We just got word that another contestant tested positive for COVID-19. And with that news, we've decided to halt production and pause our phase one live stream. We have taken extensive safety measures throughout this competition, and the health and safety of the cast and crew remain our top priority. The integrity of the competition is also of paramount importance to us. And when we are able to safely resume, all 22 contestants will have the opportunity to participate." Now, I thought this was phase 20. But they did end up putting in two replacements when three people end up catching COVID. So they're going to give them the opportunity, I guess, still as well, which is a huge W on FaZe's part. It continues to say, "Thank you to everyone for tuning in and supporting phase one. We will be back with an update soon." So since then, they've also allowed all the people that were considered disqualified actually are back in the challenge, are back in the phase one challenge. Now, I'm not going to go through the list of the names only out of privacy sakes, but they did put out there who exactly it was and stuff like that. So with that, you guys, we are going to say the names. So, excuse me, we got Potter, Reversa, Legends 6K, Enzo, and then you got Ernesto. Okay, look, I'm terrible with freaking names, guys. I am so sorry, but he is actually a member of NorCal. I should know this and stuff like that. So hold on 1 second. All right, I believe it is actually Latin or Latino, and it is Ernesto. So Ernesto, there we go. I think I finally got it right. So with that, you guys, that was the, they actually are bringing back all the people. So yeah, a total of six people ended up catching COVID, but only five were DQ'd. And those were the five that they put out there. But here's my biggest gripe. When they actually say that another contestant tested positive for COVID-19, and then they're going to decide to halt. I mean, that's a little bit of a controversy. That's six people that actually got it. So then it goes from phase 20 to phase 17 because of the two replacements that they put into the competition. So in reality, five people got DQ'd because they got COVID. But then all of a sudden, another one who was not named, by the way, ended up catching COVID. So when you have six people that catch COVID and they don't name the sixth one, but they publicly announce the other five, that's a problem in my opinion. But everybody is giving them praise for actually halting production finally, giving their fair shot and stuff like that. You know, you got glad to see all the contestants get a fair chance at that number one spot. I know how hard everyone worked to get to where they are. W decision, great job. You got, this is huge. Thank you guys so much for listening, because the entire community gave them so much backlash and stuff like that. it was amazing to see just how much backlash everybody ended up getting or giving to FaZe for just not canceling and stuff like that. But then you got, this is the fairest move we've seen in a long time. Good job. The right call. Looking forward to seeing everyone healthy. This is what we wanted. W FaZe Clan. No, in my opinion, here's my biggest gripe with it. When you don't name the sixth person and then you decide to halt production and stuff like that, there's only two ways that we can go about it. So with that, you guys, on the other side of this break, I am going to end up telling you what I feel happened in two different segments, so that way we can have a better understanding. So I'll catch you guys on the other side of this break. Hey, do you suck at sleeping? And if you say yes to that question, then I have the perfect solution for you without using melatonin or any type of drugs. It is simply just blue light glasses. That's right, blue light glasses by Gamer Advantage, to be honest. Now, the reason why Gamer Advantage is because they are the only clinically proven number one blue light glasses in the entire world that have proven facts that their glasses actually work. Now, the reason why these glasses actually work is because of the technology of how they make their lenses. The blue light blocking technology that is put into the lenses are used to actually help penetrate and keep blue light from going into your eyes, which if that happens, then you start producing less melatonin, which means you don't sleep better at night. And the reason for that is because blue light is literally everywhere in your monitors, your screens, and your phones, your TVs, anywhere like that that has blue light, it is going to affect you no matter what time of the day, which means that your body is not producing the melatonin that you need to sleep. Not only that, but they are also very fashionable and they are stylish. Okay, you're going to look like a nice, sexy beast wearing these glasses. And I will tell you right now, these glasses, I have three pairs now. I just recently got the brand new Horizon pink colored glasses. And let me tell you, pink might not be for everybody, but I do wear an outfit on stream that this outfit will actually work great with these glasses. Not only that, they have two separate type of lenses. They have the suppressors, which are made for casual gaming and light amount of in front of the monitors and the screens and stuff like that. Or they even have the sleeper glasses, which I am wearing currently right now, that are for the hardcore gamers or those that spend a long period of time in front of monitors and stuff like that. And that way you can get the right lens for the amount of time that you're in front of monitors and everything else like that. Recently, Gamer Advantage has started to collab with another Michigan brand out there to create recycled frames from water bottles from the Flint water crisis in Flint, Michigan, right here in my home state. So why don't you guys head over to GamerAdvantage.com and check out what they have and see what your loadout would be and the perfect glasses for you. All right, and if you guys use code 65 at checkout, you guys will save 10% off your entire purchase. And not only that, they do now officially ship worldwide, other than Australia. Australia is still having problems when it comes to COVID and stuff like that, as well as taking in shipments. So right now, Australians, I am sorry for you guys right now, but they are currently in the works of trying to get their stuff over to you guys. But at this point, it's between Gamer Advantage, the US government, as well as the Australian government. Don't worry, they are going to work on it. But now that they are officially shipped in the UK, as well as everywhere else in the entire world, you guys head over to GamerAdvantage.com and use code 65 at checkout to save 10% off your entire purchase and enjoy those stylish and fashionable, best, number one clinically proven blue light glasses in the entire world right now. And that way you guys can start sleeping better today.
Alrighty, you guys.
Welcome back. So we got big controversy from the Phase 1 Warehouse Top 20 Recruitment Challenge for FaZe Clan. And, you know, everybody's saying W and cheering them on for canceling and bringing back all the people that were officially DQ'd. But I feel like there's two things that could have happened to actually make them cancel this and stuff like that. Instead of it being what they're actually saying, I feel like there could be another side to it and everything. So we're going to get into what we're going to go off of what they're actually saying and stuff like that, and why I think that why this could be a controversial move is in the long run as well. So again, as as I'm going to quote this from at FaZe Clan on Twitter, we just got word that another contestant tested positive for COVID-19. And with that news, we've decided to halt production and pause our phase one live stream. End quote there. So with that, you guys, they did not name who was the sixth person that ended up getting COVID. And I have a feeling the reason why they decided to cancel the live stream as well as bring back everybody to it is because the real person that they really want to win ended up catching COVID. Okay. What are they going to do? They're going to DQ the person that they actually want in FaZe Clan because he got COVID and stuff like that and DQ him. Or they're just going to say, oh, he got COVID, but he'll be back and stuff like that. You know, but then they're going to make it like, hey, we decided to halt this guy that we really, they're not going to say the guy that we really want in FaZe. He got COVID. So now we're just going to bring everybody back so that way they can have some fun and stuff like that, this and that. You know, I feel like FaZe actually is doing the right thing to begin with by just canceling it. But when it comes to, hey, another contestant tested positive for COVID-19. And now we're going to halt production. It could be, you know, the person that they really want. That's why they didn't name names, because they don't want to give out, you know, hey, we halted it because of this person catching COVID as well now. And now we're going to bring everybody back in. And then later on, that guy actually wins. That would create a bunch of controversy, but nobody's talking about it. Who was that sixth person? We should know this. Granted, you know, it's, we shouldn't at the same time, but we should. So that way it's like, okay, was this whole thing rigged at that point? Because if this person ends up winning and they had COVID, and they're the reason why they're going to halt production, that's a problem in my opinion. But they're not going to name the person for, you know, reasons. But they have their own reasons. Maybe the guy who just wants to keep it private and stuff like that, or the girl, just saying. But if they put out that name, hey, we're halting production and we're going to bring everybody back because this person end up catching COVID and then they end up winning phase one and joining FaZe Clan, that can create a whole bunch of backlash and controversy for them. So I can understand where they're coming from, but I don't really want to get into too much specifics as to what I feel could be, because I could be wrong, but at the same time, I could be right. But here's my next, here's the next thing is maybe they created another person testing positive for COVID-19 because they got so much hate, so much backlash, and it was just a big, big deal for them to just cancel or reschedule everything. Just everybody has to go into quarantine for a week or two. That way we know everybody's safe. Everybody's not going to have COVID. It's not going to be passed around and everything like that. Just so that way they can continue on. If they were to have done that from the start, none of this would have been happening. So I feel like maybe, just maybe, they decided just to cancel it because of the backlash. And they found the perfect time to do so during the live stream. So that way they can just reset and bring all those people back because of all the fan backlash. And that would be one of the main reasons why they didn't name the person, because of the fact of, hey, we're going to tell everybody somebody else caught COVID. We're just going to reschedule. We're going to bring everybody back from all the backlash that we received and stuff like that for booting out five people who earned their spot here. And, you know, we're going to just bring everybody back. We're going to resume it later on. Everybody's going to do this and that, so that way we can make sure everybody's safe and stuff like that. But we're going to say that somebody else caught COVID, but we're not going to name anybody, so that way they're not going to know. That could have been a possibility as well. I mean, if somebody really did catch COVID, I mean, I pray for their health and their safety as well as everybody else that caught COVID in the process of all this. But I can understand them faking a COVID testing, a positive COVID test, because of the fact of, they had so much backlash, as you guys heard from my comments that people were reading. These were real comments from people in the statement. You know, people are just happy. You know, here's another one. Here's one that's actually on somebody who was disqualified's Twitter that he posted of him having to be disqualified. It says, FA's clan management needs to fix this. If it was only one person, fine. But now it's two people who have tested positive for COVID. At the time, sorry, but this was number 5. And there are probably more. This should be rescheduled to give everyone a fair chance. And they actually put it into a vote of, I agree, it must go on. 78.8% said, I agree. 21.2% said, it must go on. I am not going to name this person, but it is very easy to find. And actually, somebody even did manage to actually get it right, saying, actually, 5-3 contestants were disqualified before they got to the FaZe Warehouse because they got COVID. And somebody said, even more reason to reschedule. So they actually retweeted and put on there saying, we did it, boys, under the FaZe Clan tweet. So congratulations to that person, but I don't think you actually did anything. But everybody is still giving props to FaZe Clan for all this. It was, you know, something that was weird. Somebody even put on under there saying, this could have been prevented if you made all contestants, staff, etc., do a week or two quarantine before you started the show. So, yes, they create a bunch of controversy because they did not do that. But at the same time, when you got people that didn't even make it to the warehouse because they had COVID, then there's a problem, in my opinion, there. But at the same time, what is the issue of not having to name the person? So did a 6th person really get it? And they're just going to make it up so that way they can bring everybody back because of all the fan backlash? Or are they not naming the 6th person who got COVID because this is the person that they really want, but they didn't DQ them? Just like they did with everybody else. They DQ'd 5 people, and all of a sudden the 6th person gets it, and now they're going to postpone, reschedule, and all that because this person is who they really want to win. You know, there's a lot of different reasons, okay? There's a whole lot of reasons. So when it also comes down to tracking numbers, this is just California's numbers. I do not live in California, but these are the numbers when it comes to the cases from March 7th to May 1st. Now, this is on covid19.ca.gov/state-dashboard. Actually, it's /state-dashboard/. All right. Cases. You have 8,678,626 in total. That's from March 7th to May 1st. Okay. So the average daily is 6,214. You get 16.1 new cases per 100K people. So the trend is actually going up. Okay. The trend is going up in that month, in that time period. So everybody gets the FaZe Warehouse, which is actually in LA, stuff like that. Cases are just on the rise. Now, they had the big outbreak in January, but then it starts dying down. And then right around April time, cases start going back up. Again, that's only in California. When you look at the entire country, yes, it's starting to slowly trend back up as compared to what it used to be, but it's still trending up. And that is a problem that they need to have addressed and figured out. Now, this isn't a political thing or anything like that, but when it comes to actual data and looking at things, people need to have been more aware and stuff like that, especially if you are going to now officially postpone and reschedule an event this big, the hashtag Phase 1 Top 20 Warehouse. I mean, this is huge. When you join FaZe Clan, you become a megastar. You become the big top guy. FaZe Clan is just what it is. FaZe is FaZe, and nobody can touch FaZe Clan. It doesn't matter who you are, what team you are. FaZe Clan is FaZe Clan, and the second that you join FaZe, you can have 1,000 people on Twitter. All of a sudden, overnight after you win it, now you're at like maybe 500,000. If you have, you know, 10,000 subscribers on YouTube, now all of a sudden you're waking up to 2 million subscribers. You know, Twitch streams, you're going to be partner within the next month, maybe. You know, that's just how it is. That's FaZe Clan. And on top of it, you're going to be making millions. If somebody like me, a 28-year-old married guy with two sons and works a full-time job and still making content, wants to win FaZe, I'd have to quit my job. I'd have to move with my wife and my kids. I'd have to sell my house. And now I'm making content 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year, because now I'm a part of FaZe, and that's just what you do when you're in FaZe. for a little while. You're going to be making a lot of content. You're going to be making a lot of YouTube videos. You're going to be, you know, hiring editors and thumbnail makers here and there. You're going to be hiring TikTok editors. You're going to be going through professional photo shoots. You're going to be streaming 5 or 6 days out of the week now for the next 8 to 10, maybe even 12 hours out of the day. You know, that's just what it's going to be like being a part of FaZe. And you know what? All you got to do is just play video games. And you got to live the lifestyle. And it's actually a fun time. That's just what it is when you got to join FaZe. I'm going to grab some water real quick. Okay, so when you join FaZe, that's just what it is. You're having fun. You're living a life. You're doing what you love, and that's playing video games. So that's just the way it is. But now, all of a sudden, this life-changing thing happened at the beginning of the week where people were getting kicked out and disqualified, but then they don't name a sixth person who caught COVID, and now everybody gets to come back. So with that being said, you guys, where do you guys think it is? Do you really think somebody actually tested positive for COVID-19, or do you think that they just made it up because of the fan backlash? I want to know what you guys think. You guys can hit me up on my podcast Twitter at Wolfsden Pod over there, or you can even just hit me up on my own podcast, you know, or my own Twitter account at TylerMcD65. So with that, you guys, I'm just going to leave it at that. You know, there's a lot of controversy around it in my personal opinion, and there's a lot of things that aren't being talked about in my personal opinion that should be talked about. Both that, you guys, I'm going to leave it off here. Thank you guys for taking a listen to the Wolfsden Podcast, the podcast for gamers, to gamers, and about gamers. And hashtag NorCalTyler, we out.